Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 and get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays is Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the radio stations of the River Talk Radio Network, which is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. Don't forget, Big Willie himself is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news, calling in live from his luxurious cab of the Freightliner Cascadia 125 to complain about, probably everything. Later on, we'll be talking about the utter incompetence, fiscal incompetence of at least two of our school districts, one on either side of the river. Hancock County, you paying attention? Belmont County, you paying attention? It's unbelievable what these incompetents are doing, squandering our money. One more reason why we need to end real estate taxation in both states, Ohio and West Virginia. So we've got all of that. We've got an incredible prize package for you as well from Crown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Mitsubishi. We've got Dimitri Graffiti. It's unbelievable. Live exclusive interview right now. Our very special guest, Dr. Chanda Adkins. She is a president of West Virginians for Health Freedom, talking about the big event coming up in January that she wants everybody down there, January 21, to pretty much scare the crap out of all of the representatives in Charleston so they can say, yes, we need to allow parents to have religious freedom. Chanda, not a question, but a lot of people don't realize that the bishop of the, is the bishop or archbishop? Hold on a second. I get the right wording here. Bishop Willing Charleston. Okay. That Mark Brennan, who is opposed to religious exemptions, which is just stunning, absolutely stunning to me. Do people realize he's a Massachusetts liberal? Do they not understand that he's a Massachusetts liberal and they're following his lead on this? Do they truly, honest to God, not get this?
Well, I think a lot of, I know there are some Catholics in our group that just do not agree with his stance. He comes at it from the stance of, you know, we got to love our neighbor, and this is what we do to protect our community. But, you know, I have a saying, at least in my family, I'm not Catholic, but I will never set my children on fire to keep your children warm,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so it's really just a mindset of how people view, you know, vaccines, they are not a religion. They're a medical procedure that requires informed consent. And if you really care about the individual patient as opposed to this herd mentality, which is nothing more than a theory, you know, our genetics all set us apart. I mean, for me in creation, we are each individually wonderfully made. And so my genetics are not your genetics. So you and I may not react the same to the same medication.
Yeah, right.
And that's something we taught in pharmacy school. And why we just throw that out, you know, with the bathwater and forget about that. Blows my mind. Sorry.
It's even worse with this Massachusetts liberal who's the bishop of the diocese of Wheeling-Charleston. Here's the one paragraph in his statement, article on vaccination controversy, that I cannot believe he said this. Now, we understand that Bishop Brennan, who's a decent, good human being, not a bad guy, but a Massachusetts liberal, and here's what he says. This just blows my mind. The one paragraph. Other adults have moral objections because some vaccines are connected to human cell cultures developed from two aborted fetuses in the 1960s, even though new abortions are never performed for current vaccines. And he says here, I share their moral repugnance at any connection to the taking of an unborn child's life. But we do not live in a perfect world. Weeds and wheat grow together. Trying to pull up all the weeds will also pull up a lot of wheat. We can accept a remote link to a moral evil, which we did not cause and do not endorse, because a far greater good can be obtained despite it. Essentially, what he is saying is that people who are absolutists about abortion really need to get over it. This is the bishop of Wheeling-Charleston, for heaven's sakes. Is it just me, or is this just mind-numbing here that a Catholic bishop would actually say this in writing? Put it in writing.
Well, as someone who has, you know, a theological background, and as a believer, and this is Chanda, this is not me speaking on behalf of the group, but this is someone where my faith leads my, you know, lights my path, and I'm absolutely horrified because I think many of us as believers know that there's only one way to heaven, and that is through the belief in our Savior. And so I don't think he ever said, well, hey, you can just be a good person, but he says, if you don't believe in me, all, you know, that's the only way. So it's not okay to just send this and just overlook this, you right. know, and that makes this okay. No, none of it is okay. And if that's how people feel and they're discerning that, this isn't even politics now. This is true discernment, true conviction in people's lives. And there are many Catholics that have that conviction about abortion, and they're not okay with vaccination. And so he, to say that, it's appalling, because now what he's done is stepped into the political realm.
Yep.
And I question, like, is he really speaking from what the Bible is saying to him?
Exactly.
And he's giving to his congregants?
Exactly.
Or is he being political?
He's a Massachusetts liberal who said in this, like, 1, 2, 3, the fourth paragraph on his statement article on vaccination controversy, essentially that, hey, you need to get over it, this remote link to abortion, because it's for the greater good. He put this in writing.
I can't believe it. Political. This is not liberal. This is not Republican or conservative. This is humanity. We all deserve informed consent. And if people do not want to put things that are poisonous, like formaldehyde or polysorbate 80, which can cause people to become infertile, we should have the ability to choose. It don't matter if you're a purple penguin, a liberal Massachusetts Catholic, or a Southern Baptist Alabama Christian. We should all have that ability to do it. And I hate to even pull it into politics or religion. This is medical. And as a medical provider myself, I would say these are the risks. This is what the procedure is. This is what the medication is. This is what the vaccine is. These are the ingredients. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
These are the risks. These are the benefits.
Is it okay to inject mercury into your kid's bloodstream or anything like that? Yeah. Now, Chanda, my sources tell me that you've got a little scheduling glitch here during our interview where you have to spend a couple of minutes to say goodbye to your kids or do some such thing. Is that still a factor or not?
No, I already did that. I just said bye to them during the last break. They went to school.
So. All right. So it worked out fine. So no awkward 2 minutes of silence here. All right. That's great. So tell me about this West Virginians for Health Freedom. How do people get involved? Is there a fee that they have to pay for membership? What do they have to do?
No. So West Virginians for Health Freedom, we are an educational nonprofit, but we also have a Health Freedom PAC. And so our Health Freedom PAC sends out surveys to all the politicians, so they get a chance to tell us where they stand on these issues. That's part of the disheartening thing that happened last session is we had people who filled out the survey who said they believed in autonomy and informed consent, and they were for, you know, bills that give people the ability to choose, and then they didn't vote that way.
Yeah.
So we have a Health Freedom PAC, and you can find these groups on Facebook. There are no fees to essentially join our Facebook group. We ask to, you know, answer some questions and agree to the rules. We do try to keep it kind and informative and things like that. So that's the way you join the group. It's on Facebook, and then we have a website. It's www.wv4healthfreedom.com, and you can put your email in there, and we'll be able to send you the emails. We send out educational emails during the legislative session to legislators to let them know, just like with what happened at the ACIP committee meeting and how they changed the recommendation for hepatitis B. I think a lot of our delegates probably don't know that, so
tell our listeners about Hep B.
Yeah, so the December meeting of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices under RFK's leadership, there's a new committee in June. RFK took the old committee and wiped them clean and instituted a whole new committee that have essentially no biases, supposedly. They don't have any conflicts of interest. And what they're doing is they're really evaluating the science to say, is this really good? And one of the first things they looked at was the birth dose of hepatitis B. So within minutes of birth, most standards, standard order sets for birth, the hepatitis B is on that initial vitamin K shot, erythromycin ointment in the eyes, and then this hepatitis B vaccine, that was the recommendation, the old recommendation. They changed the recommendation and said, if the mother is hepatitis B negative and has no risk factors for that, they can actually, that shouldn't be standard of care. The recommendation is to give the hepatitis B at 2 months with the mother and the provider talking about the risk and assessment there, if the, there's any kind of risk, and then they decide whether or not they want their child to have the hepatitis B vaccination. So it's a small win. It's not as far as I would have liked to have seen it go, because we can really gauge whether or not a baby is at risk for hepatitis B based off of the behaviors of the mother.
Yeah, it's insane.
Right?
Yeah, in fact, Chanda, Dr.
It is. Chanda, oh, it is insane. Yeah.
Dr. Chanda Adkins, President of West Virginians for Health Freedom. It's my understanding that up until about the mid-80s or so, there were relatively few vaccines that were recommended for children. Some, you know, fine. But now it's up to like 70 or 80 for a child, some insane number. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we have West Virginia code that doesn't require as many as the CDC recommended schedule has. So there's the CDC recommended pediatric schedule, which contains the ones that you're talking about. And at this point, I've lost count. I think it's in the low 80s now, if you look at the COVID vaccinations and the flu vaccinations and all those things that they're asking for kids to get, even though RFK has said, hey, healthy children do not need a COVID vaccination, but there are all these. Now, West Virginia law narrows that down to a subset. And so it's a little bit different, but we have recommendations by the CDC, and then we have what is required by law in West Virginia, and they are not the same. And many providers, in my experience, I had parents call me and say, is this on the school schedule? Because my provider doesn't even know, and they're trying to get me to get Hep A. I'm like, you don't need to get a hepatitis A to go to school. That is not a requirement. Which is funny, because hepatitis A is actually spread through feces and saliva, but kids don't have to get that. Now, hepatitis B is spread through sexual contact, blood, you know, needle exchange. And oftentimes in kindergarten, that's not necessarily the case.
Chanda, let me ask you this. We're almost out of time.
Yeah. Sure.
Are a lot of these doctors, medical practices, getting kickbacks from Big Pharma? The more people they vaccinate, the more money that they get?
Well, I wouldn't call it a kickback. Just like with any medical billing procedure or practice, if you provide a service or if you provide a vaccine, you bill for it. And so I think it's a very well-known concept that pediatricians on a well visit, how much is that well visit worth if that child receives all those vaccines?
Wow.
And so the well baby program in the United States is a $1 billion program. It's a monster.
Wow.
So I wouldn't say it's kickbacks, but now some providers and some insurance carriers, if so many of their patients in their practice are fully vaccinated in the sense of what the CDC is requiring, I do believe there could be certain, if you want to call it kickbacks or maybe some bonus, you know, things like bonuses or things like that.
It's monstrous.
So, I mean,
It's just monstrous. We're almost out of time. I always give my guests the last word. Next time you got to you got to come in here and sit down and
I know
and talk. I don't want to hear an excuse as, well, my kids matter to me. Hey, what about me? All right, Dr. Chanda Adkins, you got about a minute to say pretty much whatever you want. President of West Virginians for Health Freedom, my microphone is yours. Go.
Oh, absolutely. So please join our Facebook group. It's West Virginians for Health Freedom. We want you to come to the Capitol on January 21st to make your voices heard. We're all moms, dads, and families. Please come. Aaron Seary's going to be there to educate us and educate our legislators. But everybody listening, regardless of whether, you know, if you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. If parents don't want to get vaccines, you have nothing to worry about. If you're getting your vaccines, West Virginians for Health Freedom will never tell people what to do. We're not telling people not to vaccinate. We just want the ability to choose for our families and our kids. And I think that based off of what we know and the corruption that we've seen, we want the freedoms that 45 other states have. And we're so thankful for you to getting the word out today and having me on.
Oh, I
appreciate you so much.
I do it every time, but have you here every week, I swear to God. West Virginians for Health Freedom, how do they get in touch with you again?
They can get in touch with us on the internet, www.wvforhealthfreedom.com, or look us up on Facebook. It's West Virginians for Health Freedom.
Fantastic. Dr. Chanda Adkins, you're wonderful. Really appreciate all the work that you're doing. We have to get you here in studio next time, seriously, and do it well before January 21 so we can... Oh, can you get Aaron Siren? Is that his name? His last name, Siren?
Aaron Siri.
Can you get him to come in here as well? Can you work on that? It'd be fantastic.
Oh, boy, that'd be a tough one. We'll see. We'll see what we can do.
Oh, I don't... Richard Bartolovich.
I don't
mind. Can you
mind.
Work on that?
All right.
It'd be fantastic.
Nice.
Send it? Okay.
All right. All right. You have a great one, and we will talk again soon. Thank you for all the work that you do. President of West Virginians for Health Freedom, Dr. Chanda Adkins, sign up. Help them out. They're absolutely wonderful, wonderful people. You have a great day, Chanda, all right?
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, Mr. Big Willie coming up next.